And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
And yes, welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping you win in any marketplace, making you more informed as a consumer, and of course, informing you about different things that can help save you time and money, and also avoid some of the scams out there. There's some dangerous scams going on right now with artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about that with our tech expert, Michael MD, in studio from Massive IT. We're going to talk about Chat GPT, Facebook, and artificial intelligence, what's happening out there in that space, and some of the scams to look out for. Attorney Jason Coble back in studio as well, Coble Law. And we've got General Manager Bilmar Beach Resort, Clyde Smith, the official hotel partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show on beautiful Treasure Island. Bilmar Beach Resort closing out the show. Quick shout out to our friends at InnovativeSolarFL.com. Check them out online. If you're thinking about solar, residential, commercial, highly recommend InnovativeSolarFL.com. They are doing a great job out there, both types, residential, commercial, and solar has come down in pricing as well. InnovativeSolarFL.com. Make sure you let them know the real estate quarterback sent you. Take them up on those special offers. Now, as a top real estate team here in Tampa Bay, we rank in the top one half of 1%, the top 100. We like to feature our real estate listings live on air as part of our strategy to maximize the exposure and the profit for the sale of our real estate listings. The Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty and our new brand just launched is Livian Coastal Elite. So real excited about the growth around the team. 10 years on air now. Check out our YouTube channel. Over 2,000 videos on our YouTube channel. Brandon Rhymes Realty is the YouTube channel as well. Consumer Quarterback Show page out there also. We got a hot listing here. 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. This is a mansion, beautiful mansion for sale, $2.4 million list price, 10,000 square foot home. We got 10 bedrooms, 12 baths, no CDD or HOA fees. You got an indoor pool area with a full bar and oversized deck. Pretty cool home. You could throw some cool parties there as well. Full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, a grand balcony, and more over at one of our luxury listings, 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. We're part of the luxury division for Keller Williams Realty, the sports and entertainment division, as well as the commercial division as well. And we can definitely help you sell land, commercial properties, or residential. We got a property in Lakeland that is a beautiful home on Lakefront, 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive, Lakeland, Florida. This is a beautiful 3,000 square foot home, four bedrooms, three and a half bath, two-story home on Lake Parker. No homeowners restrictions there. You got a wood-burning fireplace in the living room, beautiful pool deck, fire pit, and a beautiful property on the lake. Live that Florida lifestyle in beautiful Lakeland, Florida, Polk County, 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive, one of our hot listings from the Platinum MVP team. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. Yeah, I'm racing my class to those saving our ass overseas. That's right. Michael MD, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
CEO, Massive IT, and there's a lot happening in your world, man. The tech space is going nuts right now.
Yeah, absolutely. AI is blowing up, ChatGPT is blowing up, and just keeping pace with what's going on in the world. You gotta watch out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's very interesting. ChatGPT. Can you just start off with like a basic, what is ChatGPT?
Yeah, absolutely. So ChatGPT is essentially taking, you've heard them say, we took the Library of Congress and we put it on a thumb drive.
Wow. Right?
And they did that with a lot of information, the internet up until 2021, 2022, depending on who you talk to. And it has that knowledge of everything that's happened previously. And so you have an interface where you can type in questions and it answers, and it's conversational. It's not just like Google where you type in something and you get back this, 26 pages of results that you've got to go through. It's doing all that work for you and answering your questions, and then you can continue to, have that conversation.
Wow.
I say, Brandon, what kind of car should I buy? You say, you know, Ferrari. I say, what color? You say, blue. I say, you know, what options inside? And it tells me, right?
Wow.
You can't have that kind of conversation with Google.
No, no. I remember back in school, I was played football at USF, went to Virginia, but I was writing papers. Remember how you had to write papers or whatnot in school? And I remember thinking, man, I'm just a slow typer. It'd be awesome if there was some kind of a talk to text, you know, back then, like 20 years ago, right? And then now, you know, look where we're at. And my mom had actually bought me some kind of software. I plugged it into the computer. It didn't work worth a darn. But
Dragon speech.
Yeah, right. Whatever it was, right? And I remember trying it, and I was like, this is not even worth the time effort, you know, getting it. So I would just, you know, peck away. Now I can type pretty darn good after years of practice. But technology, man, it's come a long ways.
Well, your day has arrived because ChatGPT will do that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of kids are getting caught on their school work now, aren't they?
They are. They are. And kids are smart because they're using ChatGPT to get started.
Yep.
And then they're taking the results of that, putting their own words into it, and then they feed it back into another platform, Quill, and they're getting another output. So they're filtering it through multiple systems.
Wow.
So it's making it difficult for the schools to keep up. And it's going to change the landscape of education, I think, because it's less about, you know, putting together the paper and more about common sense and about critical thinking. Like, what's the topic? And I think they're going to have to rewrite the curriculum and approach it from a different way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I agree. I think that's one of the challenges with these younger generations coming up is solving problems, you know, critical thinking, thinking on the fly, whatever you want to call it, right? Coming up with those solutions, it's not necessarily going to jump out at you. You might have to try a couple different things.
Yeah, and put together a project. You know, it's not just a four-page paper and a eight-paragraph outline structured paper.
Right.
Right. It's about putting together the whole presentation and bring that, just like they took cursive out of the schools. And
right.
we're all printing. Right?
Yep.
Pretty soon we're not even going to print. We're just going to be typing.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, when I teach classes, I teach a class called Win with Sellers at Keller Williams organizations across the state. And, you know, to me, that's one of the best ways to learn. Is especially if you're learning a script, you know, hey, I need to know what to say when the seller says this or the buyer says that. And it's all, you know, hey, this is the script. This is what you say to overcome objections. Mm-hmm. But there's something magical when you're bringing it from your brain through your arm and hand down onto the paper because you're writing it, you're reading it. So if you write something that you really want to learn once a day for 30 days, you're going to get it. You're going to learn it.
Yeah. Five times more likely or whatever they say, right?
To remember, yeah, to have that that cognizance of that. So we're talking with Michael MD here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. He's the CEO of Massive IT, local tech company, can help you out. Talk a little bit about your offering and how you might be able to help some of our listeners, whether they're a business owner or maybe just a personal home computers.
Sure. Primarily focused on businesses, companies. And if you're one that has that server sitting in the corner that's collecting dust and it's up, it's down, that's something we can help you with. You know, companies are now having to try to keep pace with their competitors, moving to the cloud. Security is a major problem right now and trying to meet their cybersecurity insurance guidelines,
yep.
Right? You get these questionnaires, you have to check these boxes, you don't know what it is, why am I checking it, do I have it, do I not, I'm not
right.
Sure. Who do I ask?
Yeah.
Where do I go? How do I get it? What does it cost? These are all things that we can help you with.
Yeah, cyber insurance is a you know, that's another scary thing to think about. If you get hacked and you get these different types of they'll take control of your machine and demand money, and of course you got to pay them in certain bitcoins or different ways to pay them. But cyber insurance, that's a good point. If you fill out the form wrong and something happens, you're not going to be covered.
Yeah, your claim will be denied. Absolutely, 100%. So you have to be very careful about filling out the form, making sure you check the boxes. And we can help you get there and check those boxes and have the right things in place. One, to protect you so you don't even have the headache of having to deal with the insurance companies.
Right.
But two, in case you do, worst case, you're covered.
Right. Exactly. You have that peace of mind knowing that you are covered. So that's something, if you don't have it, it's a good idea to think about cyber insurance for your business because that could be a bad scenario. Can you give us a scenario where you had, you know, maybe a client or you even heard of someone that had a policy like this, like, a you know, some kind of a personal business story in that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've gained clients who have been compromised. Had one in Ohio who was probably about 20 employees, small business, and called us up well, referral from a friend of a friend who said, hey, you know, they panicked, didn't know what to do. They reached out to their network who referred them to us. They called us, said, hey, you know, somebody you know, send us your way. Can you help us? We have this problem. And we dig into it and come to find out the attackers, the previous IT company exposed their copier to the internet so that they could manage it. So they could, you know, check the paper, check the toner, check this, check that. Well, so the attackers certainly checked it out and compromised it. Once they compromised the copier, they were able to get inside the network, compromise the rest of the PCs inside the network, encrypted everything.
Wow.
Their server, all their data, their database, their customers, everything they had.
Wow.
Completely wiped out.
Wow. So that puts you at a significant disadvantage. You basically, at that point, you either start over or you have to negotiate with them.
Yeah. So fortunately, they had one offline backup that was 3 weeks old. And we came in, and that was on a Thursday when they contacted us. We engaged on a Friday. Over the weekend, we rebuilt, re-imaged all their machines, put all the software back together, put all the equipment back together.
Wow.
Got them back up and operational. Their accounting team and their executive team and their sales team spent significant time scrambling on Monday to get their data back in place and get operations back in place. So
wow.
Fortunately, we were able to get them back on their feet. But, you know, imagine they had gone days, weeks, months before they could really get operational again.
Absolutely.
So, huge impact.
Reach out to the show hotline. We'd love to put you in touch with Michael MD, Massive IT. It makes our day when you call in and support the local economy by supporting our show here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, 727-263-3707. You can call or text that line. It's an off-air number, 727-263-3707. And also at the website, consumerqb.com, you can submit an email form. It will come directly through to our team. We'll put you in touch with Michael, and we'd love to talk about, you know, your tech needs. Zuckerberg, Facebook, you've been in the news a lot of nefarious stuff dealing with the election last time, but I guess there was some kind of an issue with, was it billing? Something along with
advertising
billing.
And billing. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a rinse and repeat of the congressional hearings they had previously where, you know, doing some things maybe they shouldn't have been doing. Everybody kind of claims, you know, the Second Amendment. I don't know what's happening. The Fifth. I blame the Fifth, you know, et cetera. Right. And they say, hey, what's going on here? Why did I get double charged or overcharged? Or why did I exhaust my advertising budget for the month in one day, in half a day? And they just said, we're looking into it.
Yeah.
You know, we might have had a problem.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all they've said. And so now it's shaken the confidence because, you know, their approach at transparency is basically maybe we had a problem, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's some kind of a bug. You know, the whole thing with metaverse too, you know, oh, you know, buying land inside of this metaverse and posting up and I don't, you know, people are having a hard enough time putting groceries on their real plates in the real universe here, much less the metaverse. What's your thoughts on the metaverse?
Well, I was waiting for you to put some metaverse properties up on
online.
Let's see some of those.
Yeah, that's right.
It's I don't know where that's going. That the jury's still out on that.
Yeah,
you know, is that going to become a thing or not? A lot of the big businesses, you know, Adidas, Nike, you know, there was a land grab, but you know, there's really no finite boundaries to it.
Right.
So I don't know. Artificially, you can, you know, make those prices what they are. And I mean, they spent millions, billions in the land grab that, that Meta opened up for them to build their storefronts and and presence online inside the Meta universe.
To create demand.
Inside the internet. Yeah, to create demand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, there's no finality to it. They'll just later on say, oh, guess what? There's a new planet, right?
Yeah.
Now we can populate a new planet. So
exactly.
You can get some more. So it's unclear where that's going just yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think it's a big winner for me. Artificial intelligence is, I got a quick clip here. I probably won't get the whole thing, but there's this clip here from one of my podcasts I listen to.
I don't believe that the federal government will rein in these tech corporations any more than they did when Google search dominated over 80% of all search results and the information flow on the internet, nor did they do anything when it was very clear that Facebook, Twitter, and all these other Instagram, all these social media companies were basically turning children into smartphone zombies. They did absolutely nothing about that. I can't imagine that they're going to take on the most powerful tech corporations in the world with one of the most powerful technologies, if not the most powerful technology in the world. I think what will
he's talking about artificial intelligence, but can you comment on that? Like, you know, kids, it's you know, when you look at smartphones, man, they change our world. They have a lot of utility, but I think it is detrimental for, you know, certain ages and kids. And, you know, I guess the rumor is, I guess a lot of the tech owners, the CEOs, the principals of the higher or the founders of these companies, they won't even let their children play with the phones or the things that they create. Have you heard that too or seen that?
Yeah, of course. If you don't take away anything else that we talk about today, this is the meat of what we're talking about. Everything previous to this, now and in the future, is about information gathering, data, right? And you think, what's the big deal about that? Mm-hmm. Right? Even my wife says, well, I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be doing, so what does it matter? I don't care.
Right.
And, you know, that's fine at the surface, and it was fine 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but now data is becoming the new gold.
Yeah.
And they're using that to collect, make decisions, market to you, and other things. And it's going to start affecting your life politically.
Yep.
It's already happening.
Right.
Right. We see that in the news at the government level, state and federal. But if anything else you're going to take away, you have to realize that scams are becoming more real. The ones where they're recording your kids' voices and playing it back to you.
That's
and
right.
Trying to extort money from you, thinking that they're kidnapped or held for ransom or hostage or anything like that.
That's right.
You're going to see more emails that are grammatically correct. You're going to see websites and videos that are created through AI and ChatGPT and other tools and other sources.
Right.
They're going to look real, look like real people.
Yep.
And they're going to be very convincing. So we have to be aware of what's going on around us and not just trust everything that comes in through social media.
That's right.
And everything else that comes at us, because who's controlling those entities and those sources of information?
That's right.
Right. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's a public service. Other times, you know, people can muddy the waters with wrong information or bad information. So we have to be cognizant and aware of it and challenge it when we see it.
Hey, great stuff today, Michael. Appreciate it. Michael MD, CEO, Massive IT. How do you want folks to connect?
www.massiveit.com.
MassiveIT.com. All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, coming back, Jason Coble, attorney Jason Coble here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're going to jump into him with some content around personal injury law, work comp law, and more coming up here. Consumer Quarterback Show. Check us out online, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, everybody. It's the captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to my buddy, Brandon Rimes, a Consumer Quarterback. Sell, Brandon, sell.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. Sat123.com/REQB. Sat for satellite. Sat123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams Realty. We've got Jason Coble in the house, attorney Jason Coble, that is, Coble Law. And we got an update for you. We got stuff going on in the Biden investigations as well. And he's got a practice here in Tampa Bay, personal injury law, workers' comp law. Jason Coble, welcome back to the program,
Thanks,
sir.
Brandon. Always a pleasure, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you again. And so give us an update. What are you seeing out there?
Well, in personal injury, the biggest change, of course, was the new law change by Governor DeSantis.
Pull up to the mic a little bit closer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There we go. But, so basically, just a few weeks ago, he signed the law, and now the law in personal injury is drastically different, and the benefits are reduced for plaintiffs who are injured in car accidents, which is unfortunate.
Okay.
But to be honest, at the same, along the same lines, there were people abusing the system and making ridiculous amounts of money, doctors, lawyers. So, hey, when people do that, changes are going to be made.
Right.
So it's unfortunate, but we have to deal with it. But because the changes are so drastic, and I'll mention a few of them here, everybody knew when the governor was going to sign it because they fast-tracked it, and they, all of these attorneys, myself included, filed lawsuits on cases because the effective date on a lot of these changes depends on when the lawsuit was filed.
Oh.
So to stay with the old law, which is more favorable to plaintiffs, all of us personal injury attorneys filed lawsuits, and the courts got slammed. I mean, we're talking thousands.
Wow.
So they actually did something very wise. They set up basically like a system where they're all basically – all the lawsuits that were filed right before the law change are sent into this containment area basically, and you have to formally ask for it to be removed to start the process to head towards a jury trial.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just going to sit there for a while because they got overwhelmed. But some of the changes are a big one. The statute of limitations on when you can bring a suit went from 4 to 2 years, cut in half, drastic change. There's no more comparative negligence. So it used to be like if you had a case where, say, it was 50-50 or say 40% the other side's fault, 60% your fault, you could still collect 40% of your benefits because it was 40% the other side's fault. Now they did away with that. Now it's you have to be – the other side has to be at fault at least 51% or else you get zero.
Wow.
So that same person who could have settled the case and gotten money for, you know, being 40% the other person's fault now gets zero.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they're, you know, and then they did a couple other changes on bad faith. Now, it used to be where if an insurance company should have tendered their limit, but they didn't because they're trying to starve you out or some shady reason.
Right.
You could actually get no limit. It's called bad faith. Now they've limited the debt to just very specific circumstances, basically hardly ever.
Jeez.
So, yeah, definitely save the insurance companies a bunch of money.
Mm.
But it is
so
what it is.
So we got to protect the insurance companies in a sense because there's only a certain amount of them. But on the other hand, it's bad for the consumer.
Bad for the consumer, no doubt about it. And but, you know, we're all dealing with it and, you know, we'll make the best of it. The law is the law. You got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I remember that was kind of back in the day when you had Bush with this tort reform. I remember the whole thing. I saw that documentary about the hot coffee.
Yeah.
And they did the way that these things are rolled out, too. It's misinformed. It's misinforming people. So they rolled this thing out about hot coffee. And, you know, you ask 9 out of 10 Americans and say, oh, yeah, dumb lady. Hot coffee's hot. Don't spill it. But they didn't tell you the backstory. The McDonald's had thousands of complaints about how their coffee was radiator hot, scalding hot water coming out, and that's what ended up leading to that. But that Bush used that again, the Uniparty, as a way to cater to big business and reform all these tort laws. And I guess the juries don't even know what the actual compensation would have been. Like they think they're giving them all these millions of dollars, but no, it's cut to this.
Yep.
You know, so again, in favor of big business, hurting the small consumers.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to get political, but that kind of turned me off with DeSantis a little bit, poking up the insurance companies. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. I get it, man. When we come back, Jason, we're going to talk about the latest with the Biden crime family and what the investigation potentially there, and also a couple of other topics here with Jason. Workers' comp law is another topic of his. Attorney Jason Coble here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Follow us online at Brandon Rhymes 1 at CQB Show. And Brandon Rhymes, PA. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback Show. We're powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Livian Coastal Elite is our new brand, part of the Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment Division. We're also hiring right now. If you're an agent out there and you're thinking about joining a team, we've got some really awesome tools through Livian, which is basically a Rolex version of Keller Williams. Livian Coastal Elite is our team. Gary Keller's personal expansion model, 90% owner in that company. Really awesome program there with Livian Coastal Elite. So if you're an agent thinking about joining a team, you should reach out. Reach out to the hotline, consumerqb.com. You can submit an email form there, consumerqb.com. We always feature our listings live on air as part of our strategy for maximizing the exposure. 6504 South Linda Street in Tampa, South Tampa property here. We got a beautiful home remodeled on the interior, 1,900 square feet, South Tampa, three bedrooms, two bath, over a quarter acre of land. Updated kitchen and bath. Got a motivated seller here as well. 6504 South Linda Street in Tampa. Beautiful Hillsborough County. And staying with Hillsborough, we got a property in Waimama as well. 3413 Lake Palermo Road. This is another beautiful listing of ours. 3,734 square feet. Five bedrooms, three and a half bath, Mediterranean style home, gated community, open concept kitchen, wraparound patio with private pool, hot tub, and outdoor kitchen. This is a gorgeous home at Lake Palermo Road in Waimama, Florida. You can see all of our real estate listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. This is God's country. All right, we got Jason Coble in the house, attorney Jason Coble here. Jason, what's the latest with this? I guess it was something to do with Biden, the investigation into Hunter Biden, again, the laptop finally coming out. I mean, can you believe it, too? Like 2.5 years later, finally, you know, they covered it up during the election, all of the collusion between, you know, the alphabet agencies, New York Post. I saw that they got kicked off of something else again recently. But what are you seeing out there as far as this goes?
Yep, the New York Post journalist who broke the Hunter Biden story that was censored and they lied and said it was Russian disinformation was the reporter that wasn't allowed to go to the press conference.
That's right.
She should be praised as a hero.
Exactly.
She was actually reporting truth that, you know, everyone lied and the media lied and said it was Russian misinformation.
Yep.
Based on that letter signed by 51 agents, which now we just learned it was Blinken, who was working for Biden's campaign, who started that whole thing.
Yeah, I remember hearing that somewhere, too. And he mentioned to he just emailed somebody, one of the other former heads of CIA or FBI, something. Hey, do you mind putting your name on this?
Yep.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Put my name on it. Didn't even say what it was about. Oh, it's this Russian disinformation thing. It's going to help president with it's going to help Joe with the debate.
Yeah, because of that debate. They point blank asked him about Hunter's dealings, and he said, oh, 51 agents said that's baloney. And, you know, and even the moderator went along with him. It was just despicable. And then the rest of the month, you know, right prior to the election, every interview done by a Democrat or establishment Republican cited that 51.
Exactly.
Or the letter signed by the 51 agents, and it was all made up.
That deep state.
Yeah. I mean, really no different than the dossier. That was made up, too.
Yeah.
Two documents they used to interfere in the election. Totally despicable.
Where's the accountability? Are we ever going to have accountability, Jason?
That's what I'm praying for right now. And the Senate committee led by Senator Comer, they have a whistleblower from the FBI who attested and swore under oath, and it's a person who's has decades of experience, that there is a 1023 form that the FBI received in June of 2020, right before the election, a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we don't hear about it when they got this, but allegedly it was a source informant who informed the FBI on this form that the Biden family is accepting monies from a foreign country.
Yep.
Personal money, not for the country, for the Biden family, in exchange for policy decisions.
Yes.
That is disgusting. And what's crazy is that's, you know, we're going to find out if it's true. And, you know, maybe this whistleblower isn't credible. Who knows? We'll find out.
Right.
I'm not saying it's proven yet, but the fact that it could possibly be true makes it, in my opinion, one of the biggest newsworthy stories ever. And guess what? You see very little coverage out
there.
Exactly. The mainstream media, they don't want this to be true.
Yep.
Because, heck, the first impeachment was allegedly Trump was pressuring the Ukraine leader for dirt on Biden. Well, this isn't dirt. This is actual pay-for-play that is being uncovered. So that's a nightmare. Totally ruins their first impeachment. And then I think what's even crazier, you watch Fox for the most part, and now the Murdochs, for whatever reason, they don't even want to talk about Trump.
Yeah.
So they're not covering it. Fox isn't really covering it. Mainstream media is not covering it. So a lot of people really don't know how close we are to one of our presidents. Well, it was when he was a vice president, allegedly, but did a pay-for-play, make millions for his family, and throw our country under the bus.
Yeah.
And change policies just for personal gain, you know, millions of dollars. That's disgusting. If that's true, they better be held accountable.
It really is. I mean, you only have like Newsmax, Real America's Voice, a few others, Hillsdale Heritage Foundation. I mean, you got to go and search these folks out too. It's not, Newsmax is at least on, but DirecTV tried to kick them off. What other? You know, there's a few others that you can
find.
The
OWN network is gone. They got kicked.
Which one?
The OWN was it? The one from Tennessee that was pro Trump.
I forgot that one. But Real America's Voice and some of those. Thomas, you know what it is too though. You find a lot of them on podcasts, like some of the most popular podcasts out there. You know, Bannon's War Room, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, these different, you know, more and more people are getting their information from that. Patrick Bet-David's got a positive, very popular one out there. And what's Tucker going to do, right?
Yeah, look at what they're doing there. From the way I understand it, he's not even officially terminated. They just ended his show, and now they're trying to stick him to the terms of the contract, which basically is to try to keep him silent until the election in 2024. That's more shady interference.
It's
disgusting. But you know what? I have a little theory. Now, this isn't proven or anything. This is just my theory.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting to find out for years now, what is the motivating factor behind our political establishment and how crazy they've been? Like, the lines they've crossed, they've been desperate to stop Trump. Why? What are they so worried about? I'm wondering if maybe this Biden family scheme doesn't only involve the Bidens. It wouldn't surprise me if Pelosi's family, Kerry's family, the Clintons.
Yeah.
Maybe that would explain why how crazy they all have gotten. I mean, I've never thought I would see an FBI attorney lie to the FISA court to spy on a political candidate.
No.
I never thought I'd see someone like Blinken get 51 agents to sign basically a lie and mislead millions of voters right before an election. I mean, what's going on in our country is just disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. But they have so much, you know, audacity, and it's very pernicious. And I think it started back in the Obama years, right? I think that's where a lot of that started. You had white guilt as a country. Oh, let's give them a shot. Let's, you know, it's African-American, half African-American. You know, it shouldn't be about race in the first place. It should be about politics or policy.
Yes.
Right? And if you look at policy, what do you not like about Make America Great Again? What do you not like about MAGA?
Right. Yeah. America first. What's so terrible about that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. When you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting, you know, thing to look at. But, you know, unfortunately, here we are, and we're looking at, you know, self-defense being on trial. You know,
How about that new law? I don't know if you're aware of that. On July 1st now. In Florida, you could carry a concealed weapon as if you had the concealed permit without actually having to take the course and getting the certificate.
Right. Constitutional carry.
That's great.
Yeah. And then you got this thug in the subway in New York that was on there acting erratic, saying, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt people. I don't care. And then this Marine chokes him down. We just talked about it on yesterday's show with Thomas King. Kyle Rittenhouse under fire again. They filed a civil suit against him for defending himself.
Oh, I didn't catch that one. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, he's been on the defense. But it's called lawfare, right? We're going to file suits against you, make you defend yourself, make you show up, make you travel to this place. And that's part of what they'll do. They're relentless.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject. The way they're using our legal system, both civilly and in criminal. I mean, look at these crazy investigations into Trump.
Yep.
I mean,
over and over and over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many examples. So it's a shame. It's something I've never thought I would see as a lawyer. You know, you go to school and you learn all the ethics rules, and you take pride in being a lawyer, knowing the history of our country and the founding fathers, and then to just see it just get thrown away like it's nothing. And of late, it's disturbing. Yeah.
It really is. All right, so we got attorney Jason Coble here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. Coble Law. So work with the local companies here. Support the like-minded people that own companies here in Tampa Bay. Coble Law. And you can find him online as well at consumerqb.com. You can see his show card there. Previous shows on the website, consumerqb.com. So what else, Jason? Was there another story you wanted to cover? And then if not, I wanted to get into workers' comp a little bit, too.
Yeah. No, I played in another pickleball tournament this weekend.
And nice.
This is a quick, funny story for getting a little older.
Yeah.
But I played in the bronze medal match against a younger guy, and I had a 3-0 lead. It was up to 15.
Yeah.
Then I was down 12-3.
Wow.
Disgusted. Mad. I came back 8 points in a row, cut it to 12-11, but this is hilarious. I got so tired. I could feel it coming. I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come all the way back. At 12-11, my options were either vomit on the court because I was so tired or call a timeout.
Yeah.
And you never want to call a timeout when you just hit 8 straight points in a row, but I had to.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I ended up losing 15-12.
Oh, man.
So I got to get in better shape.
Well, I remember when we played a couple times when I was first learning how to play, I got beat. I can't remember if it was us as a team, but got beat by some older people.
I still play with them. I've gotten our revenge since then, though, so don't worry.
Okay, good. I know you've gotten a lot better over the last couple months. Yeah, you've been playing a lot. That's pretty awesome. So what about work comp? Is there anything new in that space?
Not so much new law changes like in personal injury, but just really, and I've probably said this before, if you have a workers' comp case, man, you got to watch out with your social media. I mean, there's so many different ones now, I can't even keep them straight. But Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff.
Yep.
But a lot of my clients, unfortunately, they love to put compromising information on their social media sites, and that's just so easy to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
For the other side, it takes them 2 seconds to look at that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, be very careful if you have a case with your social media and make sure you have a lawyer you trust. And you make every decision together. If you're in one of those huge firms, you never talk to your lawyer, you're doing yourself a disservice. You should have a lawyer who's making the decisions with you, not a paralegal.
Yeah, exactly. and when you think about those scenarios that play out in life, sometimes those early things that you say, whether it's a car accident, a work comp, what's your advice around that? You got to be really careful what you're saying, who you're saying it to. Why are they asking me these questions?
Yeah, honest to God, when it comes to speaking, there's a lot of things you could do before you have a lawyer that could help you with your phone, for example. Take as many pictures as possible. That never will hurt you. All that is you're creating possible evidence. But as far as statements, don't make any statements until you talk to a lawyer. Because absolutely.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I'll come across as a friend. Like, oh, let's just, let me make a quick statement here, see what happened, da-da-da-da. And next thing you say something that, unbeknownst to you, ruins your case. It's possible.
Right.
So definitely don't make any statements. And then call me up, and we'll talk about it and go from there.
Yeah, exactly. And when the other side of this, too, so you got personal injury law. You always talk about helping people in injured situations, whether it's through jobs, because a lot of times when people get injured on the job, they don't understand the rules there either, the law.
Oh, they're totally different. And then there's a lot of people, they get hurt at work, and see, workers' comp is automatic. You get hurt on the job, that's supposed to be primary. So you get somebody who's like a traveling nurse and gets in a car accident. They have two cases if the other side was at fault. If somebody else caused that accident, they have a workers' comp case and a civil case. Hmm. And if that person who caused the accident has a huge policy, that could be like a $1 million case. And I see a lot of people that they don't realize if they get hurt at work and it's someone else's fault, they'll have their workers' comp case, yes, but also another case.
Hmm.
So it's definitely, if you get hurt at work at all, it's good to talk to an expert because you get forced into the system whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And that way, I've been doing this for 23 years. I know the law inside and out, and there'll be no surprises. I'll guide you through the process from the beginning till the end. And then that way, you're getting the best possible result you could get.
Now, Jason, when you were in law school, did it ever come up to where it might be a good idea to racially segregate law schools? Did that ever come up?
To me, that would be insane, but the world is changing.
So. And let me ask you, have you heard of a New England Journal of Medicine? Have you heard of that?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Well, listen to this clip.
The New England Journal of Medicine is under fire for publishing a paper from 7 academics, doctors, and students at the University of California, San Francisco, that argues for racial segregation among medical students.
The paper argues that segregating medical students by race, along with a broader anti-racism and anti-oppression curriculum, would allow different races to have more open and productive discussions. Here to discuss the paper is Daily Wire senior editor Ash Short. Hey, Ash. So what does this paper actually say?
Well, it starts with a lot of academic jargon saying that medical education was, quote, founded on legacies of colonialism and racism and has perpetuated structural racism by focusing on white students. The paper claims that students of color could be re-traumatized by studying next to white.
I mean, I'm going to stop the clip short. I mean, it's just laughable. I mean, it really is. And you ever find out by the left what it is? They call it anti-racism. No, it's racism to segregate in the first place.
Absolutely, man. I mean, these are things I never thought I'd ever hear. Yeah. For example, there was a law that Biden passed that never flew because it wasn't constitutional. He was going to give African-American farmers help before anybody.
I remember that.
Anytime you're splitting people on grounds of race, that's racism.
You can't change that. You know, there's nothing you can change. We can't change the amount of pigmentation we have in our skin. And it's disgusting to have any kind of judgment whatsoever on that. That's not what Dr. Martin Luther King and millions of other civil rights activists fought for.
No, it was the opposite.
Exactly.
You know, it's not about the color of our skin, you know.
But if they can brainwash enough of these young kids to follow that line of thinking and allow Southern Border to come through and then to push so many people, that's their game. That's their strategy, Jason.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And then you bring up the border, which is only going to get worse and worse. And, man, these self-inflicted wounds that we're giving ourselves are unbelievable.
It's treasonous, in my opinion. That's about our time for today. Attorney Jason Coble, Coble Law. How do you want people to connect?
You can go to www.tampaworkcomplaw.com or give me a call at 813-873-2440.
tampaworkcomplaw.com.
Yep.
Also, consumerqb.com. You can find his show card there. Jason, thanks a lot, man. Always a pleasure.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
My pleasure. Taking a quick break. Coming back, we got Clyde Smith. He's the general manager for the Bilmar Beach Resort, the official hotel partner of the Consumer Quarterback Show. All right, we're going to get a beach update from Clyde Smith coming up here. Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rhymes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rhymes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rhymes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rhymes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. A couple of hot listings from the Platinum MVP team. We always like to feature our listings on the show as part of our strategy to help you sell faster for more money. 3058 Mildred Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. One of our hot listings here from the Platinum MVP team. This is 1,380 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. Got a spacious corner lot here available in Palm Harbor. This is on Lake Tarpon. You've got access to the lake, the largest lake in all of Tampa Bay. And it's 2,500-acre lake. Enjoy your jet skis, kayaks, and, of course, some fishing out there. Great bass fishing on the lake. This is a beautiful home at 3058 Mildred Drive, Palm Harbor. You got wood accent wall, screened-in patio with pool, backyard dock on the canal, and a beautiful pool area there with the screened-in pool. and one of our hot listings in beautiful Pinellas County. Also, another listing at 14 Baywood Drive. This is a home that is in Palm Harbor. You got access to the bay. You've got a private boat ramp and also a pool, beautiful pool home here. And we also have 2,913 square feet, four bedrooms, three baths, completely remodeled three-story home, wood-burning fireplace in the living room, vaulted ceilings, pool and screened-in back porch, waterfront community, 14 Baywood Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida, in beautiful Pinellas County. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. All right, so we want to give a shout-out to Clyde Smith, Bilmar Beach Resort, the official hotel partner. Clyde had something come up, and he's not going to be able to make us join us on the show today. Clyde Smith, Bilmar Beach Resort. We want you utilizing the Bilmar Beach Resort and all of our other 50-plus show partners. We got great CPAs, attorneys, and all types of wonderful home service providers on the Consumer Quarterback Show as well. That you can all see all of our expert contributors at consumerqb.com. That's consumerqb.com. So I'm going to have producer Alex join me here, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. Alex Lima, welcome back.
What's up, buddy? Always great to be here.
Yeah, man.
One of my homes away from home here.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So yeah, you heard Thomas yesterday on yesterday's show. Any reaction to what he was saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm with the program, man. What a great guy Thomas is, just overall. Yeah. A great, really savvy businessman and then just an overall good human being.
Yeah. Right?
But yeah, man, I'm with him. You know, I'm in those training classes that I believe he mentioned, that I'm doing those like those tactical training classes and stuff and defensive shooting classes and stuff there. On top of me being certified as a USCCA instructor, you know, like everything else, like with my martial arts, I continue to train. You never know everything, and there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
And
sharpen the saw.
Exactly. And I've grown leaps and bounds because of Florida Firearms, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, I need to get in there. It's been a little while since I've done a class. But
let's go, man. Hop in the car and go.
It's fun. I enjoy it, getting out there and, you know, just sharpening up those skill sets. I really enjoy that. I want to talk a little bit about the economy here, man. I got a clip I'm going to play here about credit card debt. Credit card debt surpassing $1 trillion for the first time in history.
Got another false idol, technology. Men and women who think they're gods, right? So National Day of Prayer. Okay, from the sublime, once again, back to the less sublime, because we've got a lot of work to do here. Let's get this up on the chart for go back to Brett. This is from the Kobayashi letter. It's up on Twitter. Very smart people on Wall Street. I want to read this. They just put this up last night. And Grace and Mo were good enough to get it to me with a bunch of other stuff they got. Number one, interest rates at their highest since 2006. Number two, and this is important, write this down with your number two pencil, credit card debt set to cross $1 trillion for the first time. $1 trillion credit card. You don't think people are tapped out? Number three, multiple regional banks on brink of collapse.
And we see that. We see record numbers of dollars coming out of banks going into the big banks. Unfortunately, I hate that trend. And it's consolidation. They're pushing for consolidation to the big banks. What's your opinion on that?
That, and they also want to go towards that,
digital coin?
Yeah, the federal digitally controlled currency, which, again, kudos to DeSantis again. Thank God that we live in Florida. You
know? Yeah.
He said, no, we're not doing that. That doesn't work for our pension systems. That doesn't work for the way that we conduct business. And, I don't know how familiar you are with it. I know you know a lot about it, but, you know, they're utilizing that, like, overseas in China and stuff like that. Like, if you're jaywalking and, like, a red light camera catches you jaywalking,
yep,
they fine you right there, man.
Yeah.
They take it straight out of your bank account. Right. They have total control over your funds.
Social credit score.
So it's not like here where it's like, oh, the bill's due the 30th because I ran a red light. Let me move my finances around or plan what I got to do. It's like, nope, take it on the spot whether you got it or not.
Wow.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, they control
it. It's tyranny.
And that's biblical. I mean, that's in the Bible too, man.
So, I mean, I don't know how people are on board with all this stuff, that you're okay with people
only
seeing
the elites
into your finances and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the sheep that are following too.
Yeah, the sheeple. Yep. Horrible. Well, it's just like we're saying, the sheeple that are falling for the anti-racism, it's not anti-racism. That's racism in itself. Dude, so that's the way
not past this already? Yeah. How are we not past racism and who's a guy?
Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness Martial Arts. That's our time for today. Michael Limdy, Jason Coble, and about shout out to Bilmar Beach Resort. And we want you to please go out there, consider committing a random act of kindness. We'll see you next time. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.